Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody.
There it is.
not Tony Gwynn, Tony Penn.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Heat Rose, man. You know, I just continue to keep coming with it, man. You know, Spark McGuire, man. I make myself available. You know, the best ability is availability.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, Spark McGuire. That was Fabby Davis, Steiny. Mr. Fab. You were on your golf trip with your rich friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, phone line's lit.
Yeah, the Jonathan Kuminga thing's obviously coming to a head. We're inside 2 weeks.
Will there be a winner? For me, I just want him in a Warrior uniform this season. I get that it might be coming to an end. That, for me, that's
well, then
my
he's
win.
A loser.
He's a loser.
If he's back.
You're a loser, baby.
I think if he's back for a year, then he lost. Because he wants to get signed and traded.
But, dude, Cam's about to open that. That's off the board.
What do you mean?
He ain't going nowhere, Steiny.
Why not? Why not? You think 2 weeks before the season, like, matters? It's an 82-game season.
I got to tell you, know, I'm funny with fickle with that stuff, but, I just totally had that off the board.
I mean, they can still...
I guess if a team wanted them, they would have came out the bushes already. I guess that's where I'm at.
I mean, I think these things go in fits and starts. I mean, if you're another team right now and you're thinking about the season and you're watching the Warriors with Kuminga, you're probably saying, man, what's going on there? Let's give them a call. I mean, the guy's not useless. You know, the guy's got a future. Let's try to find out what's going on.
Seems like the Kings were the only one in that line, though.
Well, I think Phoenix was.
I forgot them.
But, you know, the other thing is, like, I'd love to try to move this conversation on a little bit.
They can't figure it out. How are we supposed to move it on? To where? I'm with you. Let's go.
Well, we don't need to rehash that he doesn't rebound and that bothers Kerr.
Right.
And we don't have to, you know, we don't have to argue back and forth about how good of an on-ball defender he is because Kerr thinks he needs
Kids
to get better.
Kid's got all the talent in the world, man, I believe.
So, the conversation is what's happened here and how can this thing get salvaged and what's the best for the Golden State Warriors and then, to a lesser degree, Jonathan Kuminga. And that's what I think we're trying to figure out right now.
Outside of Kevin Durant in the days you and I did pre and post and left the Oracle at 1 in the morning on nights and had to get back here at 10. Nobody asked that, but I'm just reciting the schedule. Have we ever had a Warrior player outside of Durant that last year not be company guy or, you know, want to be at get out? There's not one guy I can think of that it didn't mesh that is going down this possible road because I fought you ad nauseum about, oh, this could – locker room stuff. Nah, this stuff, I don't believe that's going to happen. But the more I think about it, would you be looking at Kuminga side-eyed if you're Dre? Maybe not. And if you're right that he's looking around like, this is why I love your mind, Russell Crowe, beautiful mind, study. I never looked at Kerr saying get the long rebounds as an insult to Kuminga. Like that, wow. Like, what if you're right?
That's what you say to Guy Santos.
Man.
With all due respect. Let's go to TJ in San Francisco. Hey, TJ, how you doing, man?
Doing well. Thanks, guys. I just wanted to give an insight on this Kuminga thing, which I think is simple.
Oh?
Kuminga, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Kuminga, remember two seasons ago, said he can't trust his coach with his career. And that's a big break of protocol of any culture. And that just showed his kind of colors, that he was more about him. And the Warriors know that. Now, so Kuminga and Kerr, I think, are never going to get along. But the problem is, I think that because the Warriors have missed on Wiseman and now the Poole situation, I think there's meddling at the top. And I think Lacob knows that Trent only has a couple seasons left with Curry at all. Now, Lacob wants to get something for him because he knows that there's going to be a time where he doesn't have those all-stars, obviously, or Hall of Famers. But whoever blinks next is going to lose. And I think Lacob has a little bit of Jerry Jones-itis here. You know, he inherited Stephen Curry, and everything's worked out great. So, of course, you think what you think might be the best solution when other people might be saying otherwise. But to be fair, if I were Lacob, I'd probably be worse.
Yeah, I'm with you. And Stoney,
thanks, TJ.
Do you have a problem with me or anybody in Dub Nation saying, and I totally understand it, Kuminga's Joe Lacob's baby? Yeah. And you can make that mean whatever you want it to mean, but he's a fan and he's not letting go. Doesn't that seem like that could be there? Well, obviously, the coaches he probably wanted to move on. I think we've heard as much with Willard and Dibbs. Anytime Kerr's went on that campaign after this season, you would have thought he was all done. Kuminga.
If Joe Lacob's such a fan, why isn't it done? Like, why isn't it done? That's why it's too simple to say, well, Joe Lacob loves him. Okay, well, if Joe Lacob loves him, then he can convince Jonathan Kuminga to sign here or give him more money if you love him so much. Mm. Or give him a player option if you love him so much. But I believe it's way more complex than that. I mean, you don't think Joe Lacob could say, you know what, let's just give him 3 for $90 and give him a player option in 2 years. But he's not going to do that because that's not good business, no matter how much he likes or doesn't like Kuminga.
What type of business would you call where they're at now with 2 weeks to go?
I mean, this is so
personal.
No, this is exactly what happens with restricted free agency a lot of the time. Mm. There's no good solution for everybody. And Kuminga should have known this going in, and the Warriors should have.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Too, I think the Warriors downplayed it a little bit. Let's go to Murillo. Murillo is in Petaluma. What's up, Murillo? How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. It's been a minute. How
you
doing?
Good to hear you, man.
Yeah, thank you. You know, the thought that daunted me this morning of all days, that perhaps the 205th day that the conversation about Kuminga came about, it's that you know how much fun you can accomplish watching a product when you don't have expectations, especially expectations based on prior success. That's why I'm excited about the Valkyries this season, because, Stein, you know, Guru, do you know who's going to start for the Valkyries tonight? I don't, and I don't care. I'm going to watch the game. I think it's a tough game.
Burn.
They'll probably lose.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited about what happened. Now, you switch to the Warriors, there's so much drama involved with what we already know, what we already expect. Now, I don't think Joe Lacob loves Kuminga that much. I don't think going to a Valkyrie game with him means much, because if that's the case, Pods will probably get a Supermax, right? I think it's a complex situation, but everything that excites me about the Valkyries is what makes me a little down with the expectation of the season of the Warriors. Now, I hope they're going to do well. I'm going to watch. I'll be down for it. But, you know, Steph Curry is saying he's going to be here until he's 40. I think the whole mistake is trying to switch this into expecting for what's going to happen after him. You got to live in the present. And to me, the mistake of the Warriors in the past 4 or 5 years is not living in the present and being on the boat with this guy, because he's saying he's going to stay here. And there's no world with Kuminga being the guy and Steph Curry on this team. So I'm sorry. I know the potential, but the reality is that. And as a fan, I think it wear us out to just deal with it. I think the writing's in the wall. I don't believe any sweet nothing these guys are saying. The players, Kuminga, nothing. It's just business, and I just want this business to get done with. No, I agree, it's complex. But, you know, we'll see. Thank you guys for taking my call. Have a good day.
Appreciate the call, Murillo.
It's kind of interesting, Stoney. He stole our chat last night. You and I were talking in Risotto just about what do you prefer? A team like the Valkyries with least expectations, and then they kind of knock it out the park, or we believe, or a team like the Warriors and, you know, the Niners, we don't know what to expect, but it's kind of funny. Murillo's telling us what he would like. I'll say this, and I typed something different last night. Give me expectations all day, every day, because that means whatever league it is, we're a damn good team. We got a chance to win it. And that's what the Warriors and Lakers are trying to do, win number 5.
You know, I actually, when people say there's a lot of drama, I actually don't think there's a lot of drama right now. There's going to be drama in about 12 days if Kuminga shows up at Media Day and he still hasn't signed anything, or even if he comes back on the qualifying offer. Like the drama.
I hadn't even thought of that.
The drama hasn't started. This is just a guy negotiating with the team, and we're getting near a deadline, and a lot of times they say deadlines spur actions. So maybe something will happen in the next 10, 12 days. But I mean, Steph Curry's aware of what's going on, but I don't think he's living and dying with, we have to have him back, or we have to make a move, or anything like that. The other thing is, like, I think, and here's the other thing, if you go down the list, the Warriors are a great organization. We all know that.
Yeah.
But the idea that they're a perfect organization, I mean, like, there were guys who came through here who didn't like it. They or didn't buy into the culture of joy.
But that happens a lot of places.
Well, that's why. But let's not, like, when we say, why wouldn't he want to play in basketball nirvana? Well, because he doesn't think it's basketball nirvana. Mm. Like, Harrison Barnes didn't love it here. Klay Thompson certainly didn't love it here at the end. Kevin Durant didn't love it here. Jordan Poole certainly didn't love it here his last year. I don't think Kelly Oubre liked it here. So, like, there are guys who weren't crazy about being here.
I'm turning into you every day, but, you know, And Murillo said it's 90, and that's how I kind of live my life. I try to is just focus on the present, and I know you know that. But, man, just right now, with the miss and whiff of Wiseman, the number 7 pick you spent on Kuminga, and right now we can all say it's not further along as we would like it. And you just Jordan Poole come and gone. Stani, maybe you need to throw something at me and tell me Murillo was right, but right now it looks like Steph Curry, when he leaves here, will hand the baton to nobody. Because
that's okay.
Will not...
That is okay by me in a big way. But
explain that.
Because the other thing that is a clear part of this, I neglected to bring it up, but it's been mentioned in 3 stories. The Warriors do not want to give up flexibility after 2027. Like, if they sign Kuminga to a long-term deal and it's not a team option, then they're going into they're going to have to pay him a lot of money in 2027, and they want flexibility because guess who's a free agent?
Jokic
and Giannis.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing about extending Kuminga out past, you know, 1 or 2 years.
Yeah.
And I
like both those names, but okay.
Let's go to you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Let's go out to Steven in Oakland. What's up, Steven? How you doing?
Hey, guys, man. I'm just, bringing some relaxation vibes. We all need the R-E-L-A-X, relax. First of all, the only Tim I want to be hearing from is Kawakami. Any other Tim don't know more than us about our own team. This whole thing with Kuminga has been overblown and sensationalized. You got to take it down. Yeah, it's just business. He's a restricted free agent who wants to make more money. And we don't want to pay him that much money. The solution is game time. They got to play games. Because if you remember, the whole thing was he couldn't play with Wiggins. And then, Wiggins is gone. And Butler and Curry have already said he can play in the system. We just need an actual, like, preseason season of him being able to play with the guys. He wasn't able to play with those guys, not because Kerr didn't want to necessarily. We had a better lineup when we needed every game going down the stretch. But, man, we just got to relax, take it in, let the season go, and that's going to tell us everything we need to know.
All right, before you go, what about the part, and I'm not trying to create this, of Kerr maybe not being a fan of Kuminga? Like, I think that's real and becoming apparent by the day.
I think Kerr has said what he wanted to say. And we got to stop this, because the Warriors historically have always been a team that we don't care about ego. I mean, look at when Steve Kerr got hired, we benched 2 All-Stars. We benched Iggy and we benched David Lee. Okay, so we have always, from the very beginning, been a team without ego. Steph likes it that way. Steph has come off the bench in playoff games. Okay, we gotta stop thinking about he don't like this or he don't. It's an egoless team. We do whatever is best for the best lineup on that given day, and a lot of people forget that about the Warriors because it's not common in the NBA.
Thanks, Steven. Appreciate the call.
So he's had nothing to see here, Snotty. I'm past that, though, and I love Steven.
I mean, I do think there's 2 sides to this. One is, this is a very interesting. Restricted free agency is always an issue. It's always hard to figure out the best solution. And so, I'm very interested, and it's very intriguing to me from that sense. But I do think the relax is, and I people are going to hate this, but the relax is we're talking about a 6th or 7th man here. I don't look at him like a future Hall of Famer or a future multi-year All-Star. And maybe I'm mistaken there. But here's a... This is Steve Kerr. This was an interview from Willard and Dibbs on May 22nd. It was after their season ended. And a lot of it was about Jonathan Kuminga. And here's here's one thing he said about what happened to Kuminga.
I think the number one thing is that J.K. and I have a very good relationship. We talk all the time. We like each other. This is all just basketball. This is not a case of J.K. coming in saying, "Hey, I got to get out of here. I want this. I want that." This is just trying to make this fit and trying to make this work. But every player, every young player, even the older guys, like they want to fit in well with what's happening. And so I think there's got to be part of JK that thinks about going elsewhere, and would he get more of an opportunity? And those are all very normal human emotions to think about.
Are you buying it? I think probably Kerr has less of a problem with Kuminga than Kuminga has with Kerr.
I'll sign my name onto that. But as far as talking to every day, I feel like, man, if that were actually the case, Steiny, I think this thing would have been hashed out a long time ago if they were communicating like that.
Well, I mean,
because now I think it's past basketball. I think Kuminga's, like, it's personal now.
Believe it or not, I think the complete opposite. I don't think it's personal. I actually think it is all about basketball right now. And they're not crazy about the fit with Kuminga. They're clearly not crazy about the way he views himself. They like what they have in Butler and Curry. So I actually do think it's mostly basketball.
But,
and
the odds are saying, oh, go ahead,
Steve. Well, here's Steve Kerr real quick, and this is from that May 22nd interview.
I do, but it's, again, it's, we're you go down the path and you try to get, kind of habits that are built, and you want them to be consistent, and so you in year four you would hope that those things are coming, and I would say they have been inconsistent. I'm talking about the rebounding front and taking care of the ball. And so, look, I mean, I've tried to explain this, to our fans and to you guys over the course of the year. But the way the team is built, we've got two guys in Jimmy and Steph who are two of the very best in the league, and they're going to have the ball in their hands. We have two guys in Steph and Draymond who are going to turn the ball over quite a bit. It's just kind of the nature of their games. The fit with Jonathan – and I've been very open with him about this as well. The fit is a little tricky when he's a guy who needs the ball and he's a guy who turns the ball over a lot.
I mean, that's why I think it's not personal. I do think that, like, Kerr's not crazy about the things that are weaknesses of Jonathan Kuminga because they don't.
After 4 years.
What do you mean?
Like, this hasn't gotten any better after 4 years, and I'm just saying four is greater than one. One, you could be like, okay, let's go revisit this and see what we can do. Then you had year two, you had year three, and year four, and they still are just at a loss as to what this dude is, what's his best position. But about it being over, you didn't say that, Stanley. That's how I took it. The odds right now for the people that bet are -250 that Kuminga's going to be wearing a Warrior uniform. So I don't want to call him a problem, but he is yours. And it looks like he's going to be yours until you do something with him during the season or if you just play this one out.
Right.
So I got to find a way of how to maximize him and this team. I can't remember trying to incorporate talent, old or young, being a root canal like Kuminga's been for the Warriors. And how a guy like Pods with lesser talent could come have an impact on the team because he's having one, a great impact, and be a lesser player. Like, make that make sense to me, Steiny.
And this was Jordan Poole. Look at Jordan Poole.
I loved
it. He wanted to emerge. And he was emerging, but
he got socked in the face.
That's right. They weren't crazy about the way he was emerging. Or Draymond wasn't.
Now, what? Back that up. What do you mean? Like, he got a contract, Steiny.
Right. And how did the players react?
Oh, well.
They didn't like him. They thought he was too cocky. Draymond punched him in the freaking face. Like,
and got away
again,
with it.
Again, it's okay to cater to champions. They're champions. They're four-time champions.
But let young talent go to that degree, though?
They're not good. They weren't good enough to play over the last 4 years. And nobody was complaining when they were winning titles. So, again, you can't develop and try to win a title. And that's where they are right now with Jonathan Kuminga.
And I think I know your answer, but how did the Spurs do it with Kawhi? And just because you're going to say Goo Kawhi is not Kuminga.
He's not.
But did we know Kawhi was going to be Kawhi when they were in the midst of doing it, is what I'm saying. Like, who saw that?
What? Let me ask
you. Gelling the way that it did effortlessly, man.
You comparing Kawhi Leonard, one of the most fundamentally sound players in the league, to Jonathan Kuminga, is that's.
And I don't want to do that. I want to do the group. The aging and the passing of the baton.
They don't want to pass the baton to him, maybe because they don't think he's good enough.
Oh,
888-957-9570 is the number. The Valkyrie season comes down to tonight. It's win or go home. Game two, Valkyries and the Minnesota Lynx tonight at 7 o'clock. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. That segment also brought to you by California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.